What's good? What's good? We're back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Commerce Podcast. Your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video about Halle Berry has to pay her child support again. It says women don't owe men nothing. Before we get into that, though, I want to give you a word from PromoPalace.biz.
Marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard a beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions, please go to promopalace.biz. And also, happy Labor Day. You can also use the coupon code LaborDay2023, as you see it below me in the checkout, and get 15% off all music promotions and marketing services at promopalace.biz. All right, let's get into it.
Right out here getting divorced, great to Kingdom Come, and not only once, twice. Halle Berry on child support. Did I spell that right? Halle Berry sounds like Frankenberry. All right, Halle Berry. Let's get into this woman right here. Let's dig into her chest.
Frankenberry is in the joint.
I would love to dig into her chest too. Halle, if you watching me.
Me too.
We should put her out to we should pack her up too. We need to pack up Halle Berry. But I'll give her an exception. She's a phenomenal looking woman. And, you know, I pack up a lot of 50-year-old women, but this one. Speaking of it, Halle Berry will pay $8,000 a month in child support to Olivier Martinez. I think it's Olivier Martinez, after finalizing her divorce. Now, this is recent news. A lot of people might be confused. She's already been paying child support to another man previously. A lot of black men are celebrating this because they're saying Halle tried to go get her a non-black male and got screwed by two of them. Yes, you would be correct. Now, I'm not celebrating that part because I don't give a shit about interracial dating. All right, we need to actually get some people together. All right, I support interracial dating.
Me too.
I'm not against it. All right, but anyway, Halle Berry, let's read the details. Halle Berry's divorce settlement with Olivier Martinez has been finalized after almost 8 years of probably petty fighting. The pair, who are co-parents to son Maceo, settled their divorce and custody agreement, according to the documents. Now, here's the deal. She's been trying to divorce this guy for 8 years, but the son is 9 years old. All right. This is absolutely a disgrace.
Yeah, because, I mean, she's literally been trying to divorce this guy a year after she had the kid. Just keep it moving.
She tried the praying mantis. She definitely tried the praying mantis. One year, and she was trying to divorce the man. She was trying to get rid of him. And it says right here, part of the ruling, and I think they negotiated out of court, so I'll give her a little bit of respect, but the only reason she was doing so is so she didn't get a worse ruling. Part of the ruling indicated that the two will share joint legal custody, with Berry agreeing to pay Martinez $8,000 a month in child support. She will also pay him 4.3% of any income she receives over $2 million in additional support. God damn. Now, that one right there to get you right there. All right. Sounds like she's not.
Yeah, she's mad about that one. Anything over $2 million, she got to give him an extra 4%. You know, so if she makes $3 million, she got to give him an extra 4% of that million. So that's 10% would be 100,000. So she got to give him another 40,000 on top of that if she makes more than $2 million. And it say she makes 4 million and she got to give him 80,000. She makes 5 million. you know, $120,000. So she got to give $40,000. I think it was, I think he said 4.3%. So that's about $43,000 for every million over 2,000 that she makes.
Not going to be working anymore, right? Barry will also shoulder the cost of her son's private school tuition, uniforms, and school supplies, as well as any extracurricular activities. She agreed to pay Martinez back for any of the costs for the 2023 and 2024 school year. This is how petty the shit gets. The Oscar Award winner and the actor initially filed for divorce in October of 2015 after 2 years of marriage. Of course, not two my years. Girl. At the time, the pair released a statement. I'm not going to read the statement, but there is the beautiful couple right there. In December 2016, the judge ruled Barry and Martinez legally single, but the exes continued to negotiate over child support, and it took almost 7 years, 8 years. Along with Maceo, along with the son, Barry is a mother of the daughter, a 15-year-old daughter, with her ex Gabriel Aubrey, who we'll talk about later. In 2021, the actress was, who cares about all this? There's her children right there. That's all I'll talk about, because what I want to do is let you guys know that people are confused as to why this happened. So let's go over to social media. Hollywood Unlocked is a good place to see where normies congregate to discuss shit that they don't know, but they use their emotions to argue. So you're going to get a peek into normie activity responding to this shit. Ignoramuses, all right? Blue pill gumps, all right? Morons, deaf, dumb, and blind, all right?
This guy got all the great sound effects. I got to step up my sound effects.
All right. This is a good place to find good commentary. So it says here, Halle Berry finalized the divorce and then has to pay $8,000 a month, which I think she got off soft. And if you look at what she's paying the other guy, this guy is getting a fraction of what the other guy got. All right, but let's go ahead and show you what happened here, okay? This looks like a male says she needs to fire her lawyer. She needs to fire her lawyer. Okay, another one says, crazy how y'all ignore all of these BWs that be bedwinching with these white men but be dragging black men for it. They be. Abba dabba dabba. All right, anyway, this guy says, damn, I think it's a girl. This is a girl. This girl says, damn, she has the worst luck in men and always end up owning them. Well, listen, when you're the breadwinner, feminism, it doesn't matter. And I've been saying this for a long time. Once the court doesn't care really about gender. What they care about is who has the better finances. And
ding, 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 ding. And this is what you get if you want to be a boss bitch. If you want to be a boss bitch, then, hey, guess what? Pay child support. You know, pay child support.
They will bleed your ass dry. They will actually bleed all the blood up like a turnip. All right? They don't care who the gender is. Unfortunately, men tend to be the breadwinners and women tend to target breadwinning men. So men end up being the victim. But I also said the only way divorce laws will change is when more women get the Halle Berry treatment or Halle. When more women get the Halle Berry treatment, a.k.a. Mary J. Blige, a.k.a. Britney Spears, when they get the Halle Berry treatment, then they'll force a change in the divorce laws. Then they'll automatically be asking for 50-50 joint custody and physical custody. Then they'll be automatically trying to strip off alimony and child support. And you noticed feminism is trying to get rid of alimony. Feminists, staunch feminists, are against alimony. Now, you might say, why? I'm here to clue you in. Why are feminists against alimony? You might say that they might believe that they're against it because it belittles them. It makes them believe that women need to be supported, so they would be against it. But that's not true. They're against it because they know more women are primary earners. So they know only time after a certain amount of decades, more women are going to go through this. So they're trying to strip alimony and feminists are trying, like staunch feminists, they're trying to strip alimony what is it called? When you live with someone long enough, sometimes things slip my mind. They're trying to strip these off the books. is trying to strip these off the books. So they don't want the laws where you live with somebody and it automatically makes you supporting them. I can't remember that. What?
Yeah, because, you know, God forbid a feminist really want equality. Like, they don't really want equality. I'll say this a trillion times. And it's just evident they don't want equality. They only want equality in certain places. And that's why they would try to change, switch alimony, because they know more women are becoming, as they call, boss bitches, breadwinners. And they don't want equality. They just want to change the rules as they go, you know? Because if more women really wanted equality, then you see more women on the back of garbage trucks. You see more women doing landscaping, more women paving roads, more women doing construction. You see more women doing mechanic work. You know, you see more women bricklaying. You would see more women doing all the physical labor jobs. But you don't.
You know what? Something slipped my mind. All of a sudden, cohabitation, not cohabitation, but it's a result of that. They're trying to strip this off the books, not because they don't want to be supported. They're trying to do it because they know women are going to be victimized by these laws. So they're trying to do it already.
And I wouldn't call it victimized, because, I mean, you get what you ask for. You know?
Not spousal support. Common law. Thank you. Common law marriage. So feminists are trying to take these off the books. They're trying to get rid of it. And people thought, because they were being rational, and they're like, oh, they're trying to take common law and alimony off the books because they know women are going to get the Halle Berry treatment. Don't you see? They never do anything genuinely for men. They're doing it to prevent more women from having to pay for these situations. And this is another example. Let me read a couple of more of these comments right here. It says right here, damn, she got played.
And before he goes in, I just wanted to look up common law marriage. It's legally recognized marriage between two people who have not purchased a marriage license or had their marriage solemnized by a ceremony. So it's basically two people that just told themselves we're married. And that's the thing, like, why should any religion or any ceremony dictate somebody being married? If two people decide, hey, we're going to be together forever, they can be together forever. And if they're being together, whether they go through a marriage or not, go through a ceremony, if two people decide we're going to be together forever, and just, you know, they're not going to cheat, and they're not going to be with other people, they're not going to break up, they're going to be together to the day they die. I mean, that's pretty much marriage. Same thing. Without the ceremony and without the damn everybody dancing and eating afterwards.
By two baby dads. Okay, here we go. She got to do better choosing men. Halle needs Cardi B's lawyer ASAP. Here's a woman. So these men have no income at all. Question. The woman says, so these men have no income at all. That's not how child support works. And in fact, in many cases, it doesn't matter the parent.
That's how dumb whoever that was that posted. Like, first of all, you think Halle Berry would be with these men if they had no income at all? Like, you got to be dumb in a bag of bricks. You got to be dropped on your head as a kid. You got to be a stupid fuck to think Halle Berry is going to be with men that have zero income coming in. It just probably don't got, they that's the thing. Halle Berry is probably making, you know, could be making $2-5 million a year. And she could be with a man that's making $1.5-2 million a year. You know?
It's income at all. It doesn't matter sometimes at all. It matters what the primary earner's income is. Thus, then they go to the Disso Master and start punching in into the calculator. Well, question, what about when women take men to child support? Did it matter then? Did it matter that these women had a job? No, it did not matter. In fact, the woman could have a full-time job. The woman could.
And once again, hypocrisies and double standards, you know. How many women file for divorce that have no jobs, get custody, get child support, get alimony? I could tell you what, I don't think my mom had a job at first when she filed divorce and for alimony from my stepfather. I don't think she had a job at first. She eventually got a job again, but my mom was married to my stepfather. She wasn't, she didn't hardly work. She didn't work no full-time jobs, really. We lived in Panama a couple years. We came back. She didn't really work at first. It wasn't until around they got divorced that she went and started working full-time again.
Stop working and still take the man into child support. She can take a man into child support 10, 15 years after the fact and get retroactive child support without her income being considered at all. But his income double, tripled, and quadrupled. But when this happens to men, nobody cares. Remember, women don't do things for you, the benefit of men, and to make things fair. They do it so they don't become victimized. The only way child support will change and these marital laws will change is when women, more women, become the victims. That's when it'll change. Let me give you another one. Her lawyer must be part of the other team because what the heck is this? Exactly. Men have been saying this for a long time. This one says, from a female, joint custody and she still has to pay. Where have you been? Joint custody and you still have to pay. In California, you can have joint custody and still pay child support. But when men have been saying this for years, it's fallen on deaf ears, obviously. Because you have this goof droop of comments. You got this goof droop over here acting like they just became aware. Why are women paying attention now? Why does it matter now? Because it's a woman being victimized. Okay? Men have had joint custody and still pay child support. In fact...
Yeah, you know, I don't like the way he uses the term victimized. I get what he's saying. He's using the term victimized in a sense that that's how they're framing it. You know, oh, she's a victim. But she's not a victim. She marries a guy for 2 years, has a kid. A year right after she has a kid, she divorces him. Like, the year after she has a kid, divorces him. It's like, you know... It's, what do you expect to happen here? Like, you literally wasted everybody's time.
In fact, this agreement doesn't look like it dictates who has joint physical custody. They only have joint legal custody. It could be more custody over the child. I cannot tell. They did not say. They only stipulated or address the stipulation related to the legal custody.
Which would make sense, because if she's an actor doing, or actress, whatever you call them nowadays, and she's doing a bunch of movies, and some of these movies, she might be out of country for months at a time. Yeah, she got a nanny taking care of the kid? Nah, the kid needs to be with the father.
Not indicate who has more parenting time. Here it is right here. This guy says, no wonder she went back to a black man. White men have showed her fire. Okay. Do the kids live with their father? I'm confused. You are, normie. You are confused. First of all, it doesn't matter in many cases. She can have equal parenting time and thus still have to pay child support. That's how it works. Okay. That's how it works. It doesn't matter. But see, here it is right here. They're only paying attention when it happens to women. Now, ladies, you ladies that are trumpeting being equal and or outdoing men financially, buckle up. Because this will be women in the next 15 years. More women are going to get victimized by the system. And you're going to hear a whole bunch of squawking because they're going to be pissed off.
You know what it makes me think of? Like, the letting the biological men compete in sports. It's like you get what you asked for. You know, you wanted to be a boss bitch. Well, guess what? Bosses have to pay child support. That's what they have to do. When bosses get divorces or they get divorced, they have to pay child support. That's the price of being a boss, is the boss has to pay the child support.
Justice system, or the court system of the family court, really doesn't care who they bleed dry. They are Title IV-D courts. A lot of these courts are financed by the breadwinner, whether it's the female or the male. This is apparent now, and men are just realizing this. No, men, you're not going to marry rich women. Forget it. Forget that dream. That's a pipe dream. You're not going to marry women and strip them in these court cases because, as you see, he was settling.
Oh, so, yeah, I'm glad he said that. Like, don't think that just because this guy married Halle Berry that you know, men could start targeting rich women and divorce them and try to get all their money and shit. Yeah. That scam might not work. He's right.
Out of court. Settling out of court. Let me add to this just to show you what's going on here. Her previous ex, Gabriel Aubrey, had a situation where he was getting $750,000 a year. Now, if you do the math, the second guy, which his name is Olivier, had got significantly less. All right, significantly less than this. He was getting significantly.
Yeah, $200,000 a year is significantly less. That's a quarter of a million a year less.
Less than this deal. I mean, he's getting the equivalent of $90,000 in a year. But her previous ex, Gabriel Aubrey, was getting close to $1 million a year. And in fact, she did get a victory here in May 2023, knowing that.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Okay. I read it. Yeah. I read it wrong. And said it wrong. So this guy is getting, wow. The other guy is getting almost $1 million. And then she got paid the new guy $8,000. So that's, no, that's right. That's a, she's kicking out a lot of money regardless. She's paying almost $2 million a year in child support.
She was going to have to pay the next one. All right, the next husband or the next former baby daddy. So she went in to get a fix on this court and capped it at $100,000 a year, which would be almost equal to what the next guy got. You see this right here? All right, you see this? So she went in knowing full and well that she was going to have to pay off the second guy, and then she actually cut the...
Okay, yeah, so the guy now is getting, so $8,000 a year, you figure $80,000, $96,000. And the other guy was getting $750,000 a year in child support, which was close to $1 million. So she would have been paying, almost $1 million total in child support between the both. But now she's going to be paying about, figures down to $110,000 and $96,000. So she's going to be paying about $200,000 in child support. About $306,000 in child support, I think. $306,000 in child support a year. Still, that's a lot of money to be paying in child support.
Guy, the first guy, payments down significantly. Of course, the child here considered is 15. I'm sure he's gotten enough money to care for a 15-year-old. And it says right here, the amended agreement now limits the amount after the ex has agreed to any additional support of over $109,000. And that would exceed their daughter's needs. You see, the exceeding daughter's needs argument comes in when the mother is paying for it. But if a guy's sitting around paying for what? The guy's paying $2,000-$3,000. That certainly does exceed the needs of any child.
Double standards, you know. And I'm gonna let him chime in a little bit more, and then I'm gonna wrap this one up.
But of course, now it's for Halle Berry. There's a sense of she needs to correct this. Many men have been victimized by this. Additionally, Halle Berry is also getting the you need to pay for all the other expenses, meaning that the $8,000 going to Mr. Olivier, all right, Martinez, the $8,000 he's going to pretty much keep because Halle Berry is paying for all extracurricular activities, the son's private school tuition, uniforms, and school supplies, and he could potentially hit additional money should she start acting again and getting major roles. I'm sure she's going to negotiate some sort of deal where she doesn't get paid over $2 million. That would be the smart thing to do.
Yeah, and definitely he's going to be pocketing a lot. It's like that money just could go to just paying his rent and food while the kid is with him when the kid is with them. But yeah, that's crazy. She's going to be paying. She was almost going to be paying $1 million a year with 750, then 96,000. You figure that's 840 something thousand a year that she would have been paying close to $1 million. Now she's going to be paying 110,000 to one and 96,000, I think, to the other. But yeah, man, y'all want to be boss bitches? This is the price you pay. You want equality? Here you go. And you talk about a system that's been screwing over men of all races for a long time. The child support and divorce system definitely been screwing. So I don't feel sorry for Halle Berry one bit. She want to be a boss bitch. There you go. You're a boss bitch. Pay child support. It makes sense that they're trying to get rid of alimony and common law marriage. It makes sense of that, you know, because these feminists, they don't really want equality. They only want equality in the places that benefit them the most. They don't want equality in places that don't benefit them, you know, like working on the back of a garbage truck or doing landscape or bricklaying and things of that nature. So once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. And, but you know, before I go to, you know, I remember when I was a kid, younger, it was either Janet Jackson or Halle Berry. That was like, who you pick? Janet Jackson or Halle Berry? That was like the top two females back in the days that all the young kids, young boys was like head over heels over, you know? But Halle Berry wanna let me knock up and pay child support. That's fine with me. Once again, thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast. And I'm out.